Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. Be conscious of Allah, the Exalted, and obey Him, for it is Allah's, the Exalted, instruction to His servants, and the instruction of the messengers to their followers. It is a provision in times of hardship, the escape from difficulties, and the salvation on the day of resurrection. And Allah will save those who feared Him by their attainment. No evil will touch them, nor will they grieve. Ramadan has passed with what people have done in it. So there are those who have done well and have gained, and there are those who did moderately, and there are those who neglected and have lost. Those who have done well should not be impressed with their deeds, for it is purely Allah's grace upon them. And those who did moderately or neglected, there is still room in what remains of their life for repentance and seeking forgiveness, and an opportunity for action and rectification. Let not shaitan overwhelm them with procrastination and delay until their lives end without having made amends. And Allah the Exalted is worshipped and obeyed in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. And it is befitting for the believer to continue doing righteous deeds and worship your Lord until there comes to you the certainty. O Muslims, Allah the Exalted created humankind to worship Him, and He the Almighty honored them in a way that He did not honor any other creation. Among the ways that Allah the Exalted honored humankind is that He honored their father Adam, peace be upon him, by creating him with His own hands and instructing the angels to prostrate to him. So what honor could be greater than this? If only humans reflected about it and comprehended it. So mention when your Lord said to the angels, "Indeed, I am going to create a human being from clay. So when I have proportioned him and breathed into him of my created soul, then fall down to him in prostration." So the angels prostrated, all of them entirely, except Iblis. He was arrogant and became among the disbelievers. Allah said, "O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating for that which I created with my hands? Were you arrogant then, or were you already among the haughty?" He said, "I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay." Allah said, "Then get out of it, for indeed you are expelled. And indeed, upon you is my curse until the day of recompense." Another honor that Allah the Exalted bestowed upon humankind is making them stewards, owners, and builders of the earth. It is He who has made you successors upon the earth. And from among the ways that Allah Almighty honored humankind is that He subjected what He created to them, although they are bigger and stronger than humans. Allah Almighty said, "It is He who created for you all that which is on the earth." And Allah Almighty said, "And He has subjected to you whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, all from Him." Also, from Allah's honoring of humans is that He instilled in them the tools of knowledge and understanding, which are intellect, eyes, and ears. Thus, through them, they dominated other creatures. And Allah has extracted you from the wombs of your mothers, not knowing a thing. And He made for you hearing and vision and hearts, that perhaps you would be grateful. Among the honors that Allah Almighty bestowed upon humankind is making them the focal point for His messengers, His books, and His ordainments, for He Almighty sent messengers only to them. We sent messengers as bringers of glad tidings and warners, so that mankind will have no argument against Allah after the messengers, and ever is Allah exalted in might and wise. And Allah Almighty revealed books only to them, and He revealed the Torah and the Gospel before as guidance for the people, and He revealed the criterion. To each of you, we prescribed a law and method. Allah Almighty honored humankind by exclusively sending them His messengers, books, divine laws for their guidance, rectification, and happiness in this world and the hereafter. This divine preference and honoring of humankind over other creations is encompassed in his words, and we have certainly honored the children of Adam and carried them on land and sea and provided for them of the good things and preferred them over much of what we have created with definite preference. In response to this divine honoring of humankind, people are divided into two groups. A group that accepted it, is honored by it, and is grateful to their Lord for it. So they hasten to worship him alone without any partners, hasten in servitude to him, and adhere to his religion, and establish his ordainments. And these people have honor in this world and the hereafter, in this world with support, victory, and dignity. Allah Almighty said, and incumbent upon us was the support of the believers. And Allah Almighty said, and our word has already proceeded for our servants, the messengers, that indeed they would be those given victory, and that indeed our soldiers will be those who overcome. And Allah Almighty said, and to Allah belongs all honor and his messengers and to the believers. And they will have honor and great triumph in the hereafter. Allah Almighty said, those will be in gardens honored. And Allah Almighty said, indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds will have gardens beneath which rivers flow. That is the great attainment, a permanent bliss and a great dominion. No eye has ever seen it before. No ear has ever heard it before. And it is unimaginable to any human heart. Allah Almighty said, and no soul knows what has been hidden for them of comfort for eyes as a reward for what they used to do. The other group rejected Allah's honoring of them, accepting for themselves humiliation, disgrace, punishment, and debasement. They arrogantly turned away from their Lord, shunned his signs, disdained servitude to him, rejected obedience to him, and departed from his guardianship. They followed their desires, obeyed their devils, and neglected their intellects. For them is humiliation, degradation, belittlement, and punishment, Allah Almighty said. And he whom Allah humiliates, for him there is no bestower of honor. Indeed, Allah does what he wills. And Allah Almighty said, Or do you think that most of them hear or reason? They are not except like livestock. Rather, they are even more astray in their way. And Allah Almighty said, indeed, they who disbelieved among the people of the scripture and the polytheists will be in the fire of hell, abiding eternally therein. Those are the worst of creatures. They disregarded Allah and they disobeyed him. And had they honored him, he would have protected them. When a person becomes insignificant to Allah, none will honor them. Even if people honor them outwardly due to their need for them or their fear of their evil, they are considered the most contemptible and insignificant in their hearts. Sins have not descended upon places except that they have destroyed them, nor have they entered upon hearts except that they have blinded them, nor have they entered upon bodies except that they have tormented them, nor have they entered upon any community except they have humiliated them. Nor have they entered upon any soul, except they corrupt them. If sins resulted in nothing but causing the person to be insignificant before Allah and falling from his sight, that would be sufficient. When a person becomes insignificant to Allah, none will honor them. The most honored of creation before Allah are those most conscious of him. The closest to him in rank are those most obedient to him. The person's rank before Allah is determined by their obedience. If a person disobeys Allah, they become insignificant to him, and this necessitates a rift between servants and their master. When this rift occurs, the channels of goodness are cut off from the person, and the paths of evil are open to them. What success, hope, or life is there for one whose channels of goodness are severed and who has cut off what is between them and their master, the exalted and glorified? Any woman that desires honor in this world and the hereafter, eternal happiness and salvation from distress and hardships, should fortify herself and her offspring with iman and righteous deeds, maintain her chastity and her hijab, even if most other women go astray. For the criterion is obedience to Allah, not obedience to humans. True success is one when one comes before Allah, Allah Almighty says, the day when there will not benefit anyone, wealth or children, but only one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. And there is no security for the heart, except in its complete submission to Allah, by following His entire ordainments, without picking and choosing. For selective adherence to the Sharia is the way of those following their whims, who divide their religion, taking from it what they desire, and rejecting what they do not desire. Allah Almighty said, but as for he who feared the position of his Lord and prevented the soul from unlawful inclination, then indeed paradise will be his refuge. Rejoice in your Eid after completing your month of fasting, and follow Ramadan by fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, so that it may be recorded for you as if you're fasting for an eternity, and be grateful to Allah Almighty and ask Him for acceptance. Allah Almighty said, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful. O Allah, accept our fasting, prayers, and all our good deeds. O Allah, grant us success in doing good deeds and abandoning evil deeds. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. Hada wa salatu salam ala Rasulillah.